जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, जामुना तीरावन चारी, हय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, जामुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी,
जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य स्तोत्र शत श्री श्रीमद्शील भवितरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद समवेत भक्तवृंद की, श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराणम की, गौर प्रेमानंदे, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामिने, नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्यदेशतारिणे, वंशाकल्पतरोभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः।
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। मदेकबन्धमत्सङ्गीन् मद्गुरो मन्महाधन मन्निस्तारकमद्भाग्य मदानन्दनमास्तु ते। असाधु साधुतादायिन् अतिनीचतारक हानमुञ्च कदाचिन्मां प्रेम्णारित्कण्ठयास्फुर। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
This morning we are reading from Canto 3, Chapter 9, Brahma's Prayers for Creative Energy, text number 14.
सस्वात् स्वरूपमह सैव निपीत भेद मोहाय बोधधिषणाय नमः परस्मै। विश्वद्भवस्थितिलयेषु निमित्तलीला राशाय ते नम इदं च क्रिमेश्वराय। सस्वत्स्वरूपमहसैव निपीतभेद मोहाय बोधधिषणाय नमः परस्मै। विश्वद्भवस्थितिलयेषु निमित्तलीला राशाय ते नम इदं च क्रिमेश्वराय। सस्वत्स्वरूपमहसैव निपीतभेद मोहाय बोधधिषणाय नमः परस्मै। विश्वद्भवस्थितिलयेषु निमित्तलीला राशाय ते नम इदं च क्रिमेश्वराय।
प्लीज रिपीट।
सस्वत्स्वरूपमहसैव निपीतभेद Translation purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Shashwat eternally. Swarupa, transcendental form. Mahasa, by the glories. Eva, certainly. Nipita, distinguished. Veda, differentiation. Mohaya, unto the illusory conception. Vodha, self-knowledge. Dhishanaya, intelligence. Namaha, avisenses. Parasmai, unto the transcendence. Vishwa-udbhava, creation of the cosmic manifestation. Sthiti, maintenance. Layesu, also destruction. Nimitta, for the matter of. Leela, by such pastimes. Rasaya, for enjoyment. Te, unto you. Namaha, avisenses. Idam, this. Chakrima, do I perform. Ishwaraya, unto the Supreme. Translation. Let me offer my obeisances unto the Supreme Transcendence, who is eternally distinguished by His internal potency. He is indistinguishable, impersonal feature is realized by intelligence for self-realization. I offer my obeisances unto Him who by His pastimes enjoys the creation, maintenance and dissolution of the cosmic manifestation. Purport. The Supreme Lord is eternally distinguished from the living entities by His internal potency, although He is also understood in His impersonal feature by self-realized intelligence. Devotees of the Lord, therefore, offer all respectful obeisances unto the impersonal feature of the Lord. The word rasa is significant herein. The rasa dance is performed by Lord Krishna in the company of the cowherd themselves at Vrindavan. And the personality of Godhead, Garbhodakshai Vishnu, is also engaged in rasa, enjoyment, with His external potency, by which He creates, maintains, and dissolves the entire material manifestation. Indirectly, Lord Brahma offers His respectful obeisances unto Lord Sri Krishna, who is factually ever engaged in rasa enjoyment with the gopis, as confirmed in the Gopal Tapani Upanishad in the following words. Parardhante so bhyayat gopavesho me purushah purastad avir babhuva. The distinction between the Lord and the living entity is definitely experienced when there is sufficient intelligence to understand his internal potency as distinguished from the external potency by which he makes possible the material manifestation. So this is one of the very important section in Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Brahma, he offers his prayers unto the personality of Godhead, and he receives a boon just before he started the creation. And this prayer by Lord Brahma is an expression of his highest form of God realization. So Brahma's God realization is expressed in this section. First of all, Brahma, he realized, here Srila Prabhupada, he quotes from Gopal Tapani Upanishad, Parardhante so buddhyata abuddhyata gopavesa me purusa purusa purastad avirbhava. Means parardhante, after Brahma has completed half of his lifetime, and he, after meditating, means after performing his service for so many years, meditation, he has realized, he has seen Gopavesa. And when Brahma realized Krishna in his Gopavesa form, so he is offering his prayer. His realization is, whatever exists in this world, that is nothing but you. That means there is no truth to this existence except you. Means God minus anything is false. God, when everything is seen in relation to God, then it is truth. It is not false. This is Brahma's realization. That means Brahma, actually he has been offering so many prayers, started from text number 1, we are today in text number 14. Just before he was speaking about jajjad dhyat urugaya vibhavayanti tattad vapu pranayase sadanu grahaya. He is saying that you are so merciful that whoever, by your causeless mercy actually, you manifest tattat bapu pranayase sadanu grahaya. By your own mercy, you manifest yourself in a particular eternal form. Jajya dhyat urugaya vibhavayanti. The devotee is sutekhita patha nanunatha punsam. He is saying, suta and ikshita, they have heard from the spiritual master, they have read the scripture, and they have been meditating that particular form, jajya dhyat urugaya. And vibhavayanti, as they meditate, you, tattat bapu pranayase, out of your merciful nature, you manifest that devotee to the, you manifest that form to your devotee. Then the next time Brahma is saying that, look, actually, you are not to be understood by those who offer you respect or who offer some opulent worship unto you, being inspired by fruitive intentions. He says very nicely, he says, Nati prasidati tathopachitopacharai upacharai. Means even if somebody is collecting very grand ingredients, very opulent ingredients, and aradhita, even though they are demigods, suraganai, but vidha, kamahi. If their heart is infected by desires, then that is not going to bring so much satisfaction to you. So how one should worship, what kind of, he's saying, one who is compassionate to all the living entities. Means he's saying, you are pleased by that type of worship, which is devoid of selfish compassion. selfless compassion. Unselfish compassion, we can say. Unselfish compassion means when somebody have ill feeling towards others, then he should know that, oh, I am also having ill feeling towards God. If he has not realized that, still he continues to have ill feeling towards others, and he continues to worship the Lord, Lord is not very pleased with them. That's why he's saying, Jat sarva bhuta daya asadalabhya kamai. Kamai ko. So he's saying that unless one realizes that ill feeling towards others is not going to please me, he cannot make me happy, satisfied through his sadhana, through his worship. Then he, very interestingly, he is saying, asad alabhya. Means those who consider this body as the self, asad alabhya. Asad means this material body is asad. That means who identify themselves with this material body, that is also not very pleasing to me. They are not very compassionate people because they have not realized the existence of the spirit, soul in this body. They see everything in relation to this body, so they cannot bring satisfaction to you. So in that way, he is speaking that Saswat, in today's verse, he is saying, Saswat Swarupa Maharshaiva Nipita Veda, means Supreme Personality of Saswat eternally. Swarupa Maharshaiva Nipita Veda. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is eternally, Saswat means eternally, Nipita Veda, free from illusion of difference. In this material world, whatever we see in the cosmos created by the Supreme Lord, the conditioned souls, they always try to see the difference through their experiences. That's why they like something, they don't like something. When they like something, they get attached to it. Is it so that Lord has created so much of varieties in this world, even though entities who are identifying the self with the body and they try to identify certain things as the object of their satisfaction, their enjoyment, and some other objects as the kind of, they don't identify with the other objects, they cannot relate to it, they hate it. So there is a difference, even in their understanding also. Some people they like, some people they don't like, they criticize somebody, they glorify someone. There is some Veda. Why? Because their knowledge is covered by material energy. That's why, if it is explained in Bhagavad Gita, the living entities, their position is we are infected by the material moods. But here it is said, Saswat Swarupa Mahasaiva Nipita Veda. His Swarupa, what is his Swarupa? His Swarupa is Swarup Saswat Sarvada. Saswat means Sarvada, always, means eternally. Swarupa Chaitanyena Nirastha Veda, means according to his Swarupa, Lord is always established in his own glories. means his intelligence, his self-knowledge at no point in time is defeated, is corrupt. Very interesting, yesterday we were discussing, Maharaj was speaking from Ram Chandra pastime. How to understand that? That Lord is always established in His glories, His intelligence, His knowledge is never defeated. We know when Sita Devi was abducted by Ravana and Lord Ramchandra along with Lakshman, they are moving in the forest and they were searching for Sita Devi, right? And when Lord was searching for Sita Devi, he was asking, where is Sita? He was going to trees, different, whoever he met actually, birds, bees, grass, creepers, different trees, he is approaching them and he is saying, can you tell me where is my Sita? So anyone who sees this, they will say, who is this man? Is he God? He doesn't understand where is his Sita and he is asking, who he is asking? Even a normal human being will not ask a tree, right? He's a madman and he is supreme. So discussion is happening between Sati and Lord Shiva. Sati was confused. She didn't think that Lord Ramchandra is the worshipable Lord. He is the God, he is Bhagavan. So Lord Shiva, he tried to explain who is better jnani than Lord Shiva, who can explain in totality about the personality of Godhead, if not Lord Shiva. But Sita Devi could not be understood. So then finally she said, she wanted to take test whether he is God or he is a normal human being. Because his behavior seems like he is not God. So she wanted to test the Supreme Lord. And then Lord Shiva was not very happy because he understood that I am trying to explain you, you don't understand, you will never understand. That was Lord Shiva's, point. But anyway, she was so stubborn, she said, well, I want to understand. On my own, okay, you want to know, then you can try whatever you want to do. So she went to put a test to know whether he is really the Supreme Lord or he is just a normal human being. So it is explained that when she approached Lord Ram, she disguised herself. She assumed the form of Sita Devi. She was thinking that if he doesn't know that I am Parvati, I have accepted the form of Lord Sita, then he will definitely, when he sees me, oh, he found the Sita, he will embrace me, he will try to kind of greet me nicely. So that will be the test. Just imagine. And when she went out, and she didn't directly went, she saw Lord Ram and Lakshman, they are coming on this road in this direction. She came from the opposite direction, assuming the form of Sita Devi. And when she came, she was there, sitting there, and the Lord Ramchandra came near her. And with folded hand, Lord Ramchandra offered her respect, addressing her Mata. Where is Pitaji, father, Lord Shiva? How come you are here alone? You are surprised. No, you are not supposed to be alone. Where is Pitaji, Shivji? She got the message. She understood. Huh? So here, Saswat Sarupa Mahasaiva Nipita Veda. No illusion can create difference in the personality of Godhead. He is always, very interesting how Srila Prabhupada translates this this birth, these Sanskrit words, Saswat eternally, Swarupa transcendental form, then Mahasa. In Sanskrit, Mahasa means Teja. But Prabhupada translates by the glories. Actually, he is established in his glories at all time. No material energy can make him forget about his supreme position. That is the meaning of here most. He's glorious. His glories are always helping us to realize him. How can he be confused about his personality? Well, when he is, you know, showing this pastime, that searching for Sita, and as if he doesn't know where is Sita, and totally confused. There's so many lessons, right? Let us take another example. You see, after Kurukshetra battle was over, when Lord Krishna wanted Yudhishthira Maharaj to occupy the throne of Hastinapur, Yudhishthira Maharaj was not at all agreeing. He said, no, I don't want to be the king. I am the most sinful person and I don't deserve to occupy the throne of Hastinapur. And he was so much depressed. He was condemning himself so much to such a great extent. Even the great rishis, they came to console him. Maharaj Yudhishthira, it was supposed to happen. This is the will of the providence. You, even if you desired, it could not be avoided. Whatever was supposed to happen, it has happened. Now it is you. You should become the king. Not only one rishi, many rishis, they were trying to convince him. But Yudhishthira Maharaj could not be convinced. Even the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he was there. He was also trying to convince Maharaj Yudhishthira. And Yudhishthira Maharaj could not be convinced. Isn't it very strange? That's the Supreme Lord. He is trying to convince somebody like Yudhishthira Dharmaraj, and he could not be convinced. What does it mean? Yes, he wants to see that, he wants to glorify his devotee. He wanted to make sure that the glories of Vishmadev is spread all over the universe. It so happened, right? He told finally to Yudhishthira, Yudhishthira, okay, if you feel that whatever we say doesn't make any sense to you, then better you should go and take lesson from Bhishmadev. He said, oh yeah. Now you see, same person, when he was trying to explain him about the consequences, what has happened, and he should become the king because he wanted him to become the king, and he is not ready to accept his advice. The same person, when he is saying, oh, now you should go and take lesson from Bhishmadev, he says, oh, yes, I will go. How is it possible? Krishna is a very interesting character, right? Duryodhana, one time he said, I understand, janami dharmam nachame pravritti, janami dharmam nachame nivritti. I know what is dharma, but I don't have any inclination to practice dharma. Janami adharma. I know what is adharma. I also don't have, not only nibriti, I'm not able to give up such kind of religious practices. Means, he's saying that somebody is there from within, he's kind of, you know, not allowing me. Means, he is actually the Supreme and he is guiding everybody. He is trying to do what he wants to do. Brahma has realized today that his knowledge is never polluted, is never defeated, even though the living entities in this world, their knowledge is under illusion, they see the differences. In this connection, it is reminded to us about the pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip Dham, there were the situation of Navadvip is described in this way that the people who were at that time residing in the Navadvip, the goal of following religious principles was to increase their material propensities, material prosperities. And they didn't take to the process of devotional service. Even though at that time, the opulence of Navadvip was enhanced, because we have heard from Bhagavatam also, when Krishna was about to appear, then everything became very auspicious, very opulent, right? Similarly, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was supposed to take birth, the entire Navadvip was filled with opulence. And the people who were residing in the Navadvip, they were infatuated by this material opulence to such a degree that dharma karma lokasabe ee matra jane mangal chandira gita kare jagarane. They would remain awake through the whole night, and they will chant Mangal Chandi Stotra or the Mangal Chandi part, but they will not take the process of devotional service because they found this is dharma. And then it very nicely explained, Dambhakari Visahari Puja Kunjan Puttalika Puttali Karaye Keho Diya Bahudhan. How somebody, when they become, the difference is created in them by the material energy, what is their situation? Dambhakari Visahari Puja Kunjan. Because people had a lot of opulence, they used their wealth to worship goddess of snake, Visahari, Mansa Devi. And they sometimes use their wealth to get male and female monkey, cat, get married. And some of them, they found the goal of human life is to become successful in family life by establishing a very good family. So they would spend a lot of money in getting their children married, but they would not take up the process of devotional service. So this is what it is actually. But in case of Supreme Lord, his knowledge is never defeated. That's why Brahma is saying, Mohaya Bodhadhisanaya Namah Parasmai. So he is saying, I just want to offer my obeisances unto you, whose knowledge is always in transcendence. Then he says, Vishwadbhuto Vishwadbhava Sthitilayesu Nimitta Leela Rasayate Nama Idam Chakrimeshwaraya. He is speaking about the Lord as the creator. Lord creates in this world, and he also maintains, and he is also cause of the destruction of the universe. And what is this? This is his Leela. Brahma Sutra explains, Lokavattu Leela Kaivalyam. Means, he performs this creation, which is nothing but one of his pastimes. Not that Krishna, when he is in the Vrindavan, he is having his pastime with his confidential associates, Brajavasis, that is his Leela. When he performs this creation, it's not his Leela. No, Lokavattu Leela Kaivalyam. The Lord creates the material world merely as his pastime. But in the meantime, meanwhile, he also, through this creation, gives opportunity for the conditioned souls to satisfy their desires. Therefore, here it is, Brahma also he is saying, Vishwadbhava Sthiti Layesu Nimitta Leela. This is actually here, you become the Nimitta Karan. When Lord creates this universe, he becomes the efficient cause of the origination of the universe. Srila Prabhupada, he explains this rasa. Very interestingly, he is commenting. He is saying, rasa dance is performed by Lord Krishna in the company of the cowherd damsels at Vrindavan. And the personality of Godhead, Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, is also engaged in rasa, enjoyment, with his external potency by which he creates, maintains, and dissolves the entire material manifestation. Isn't it a very wonderful explanation? This is also a rasa, Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, engaged in enjoyment. How he is engaged in enjoyment? His enjoyment is when he glances over Maya, from there this creation starts. That is his rasa, that is his enjoyment. When we speak such kind of philosophy, sometimes it becomes like, you know, what is this? Lord glances over Prakriti and this creation starts. That is how he is enjoying? How he enjoys? What kind of rasa he is having? Of course, we don't have that kind of consciousness that we can understand that, but we can understand from our own personal experience in this material world. Just very simple example we can take. Sometimes father, he is kind of, you know, giving a glance to his child. The way he glances over the child, you can see the children's mood is different, right? Sometimes he glances over the children, children feel very happy, excited, they start to dance, they respond to the father, the way father looks at him. Or sometimes the father looks at him, he's very much afraid, right? Just by glance. And father enjoys that also. That how he is kind of, through his glance, the child is dancing. Understand this, right? The child is father's energy, right? So this is his energy. And he creates. Why he creates? Because the very purpose of this creation is to give an opportunity for the living entity to become Krishna conscious. That's why he is very happy. That's why he is enjoying the rasa. Right? Isn't it? Very simple thing. If we see so many wonderful fruits, flowers, vegetables, grains are produced in this world. And the living entities, they can use these ingredients and offer to him, they become devotee. Krishna is happy. Whenever he went to Vrindavan, this, you know, even the dirt from Vrindavan forest was used by the Gopavalakas, the cowherd boyfriends, to put tilak in Krishna's body. They used the twigs, newborn leaves, to decorate Krishna's body. He didn't want to keep the jewelry that Mother Yashoda adorned him when he was living at home. And he was very happy, right? This is his creation. He feels so happy. This is his enjoyment. This is his rasa. So in that way, and also another way, he also Prabhupada explains by directly explaining his dance with the gopis. He says, residence is performed by Lord Krishna in the company of the cowherd damsels at Vrindavan. That means here, by giving such explanation, Brahma is saying that everybody should be engaged in worship of this form, this Krishna. He is not formless. He has such a beautiful form, and everybody must engage themselves in his devotional service. So, this is the message of Lord Brahma, that after so many years of his penance, he has realized Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and everybody should worship him. And we are very grateful to our ISKCON founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who very mercifully introduced this Krishna consciousness. And not only he brought Krishna, but how in this age of Kali we can approach Krishna through worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very vividly, in a very scientific way and practical way. He has established this International Society for Krishna Consciousness Movement, and so many people around the world are getting opportunity to serve Krishna through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So thank you very much for giving us this opportunity to speak something. Hare Krishna. Yes, Maharaj.
Haribol, Maharaj, thank you so much. You have some amazing professors in the Krishna Consciousness Movement, and you're certainly one of them. One thing that I a little bit confused about, I was hearing class by Gopi Puranadana Prabhu, and he was at least in that class, he was minimizing this, how interesting the Srishti Leela is. He was saying, first of all, there's not too many people involved. It's like Lord Brahma, Bhagavad-Daksa Vishnu, and you know, this is before all things really started moving in the universe. So, but here in this section of Bhagavatam, even the rasa dance is mentioned, and it seems like there's rasika content in this. Otherwise, it seemed like a very barren field of loving, not so much exchange of love in the Srishti Leela. So this is the first time I remember hearing about creation as without going into the ultimate purpose and how ultimately the Lord wants to rescue us from this material world, but just in and of itself, that it is also saturated with rasa and sweetness and all that, unless I'm exaggerating it, but that's what I seem to pick up here. Can you please make me less confused about this?
Sorry, can I?
Can you relieve me of my confusion?
Oh, confusion. I'm reading from this purport. He said, the personality of Godhead, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, is also engaged in rasa, enjoyment, with his external potency by which he creates, maintains, and dissolves this material manifestation. That means this creation is also a type of enjoyment. That's why I quoted from this Vedanta Sutra. This sutra name is Maharaj, I can give you the reference. Second part, you can refer to the first adhyay, sutra number 33, Lokavattu Leela Kaivalyam. And Vishnu, Baldev Vidyavasa also explains that this is also Leela. It's merely a pastime of the Supreme Lord. And here, Prabhupada explains that rasa means enjoyment with his external energy. So, This is how he enjoys. Very simple.
It seems to contradict the we would hear in Ramen Reiki, we every morning we chant a section of Brahma Sangita. And we go over and over again through the Brahma Sangita. And the section, the part leading up to the Govinda prayers is a major, you know, introduction in the Brahma Sangita. It seems like we hear something about that the Lord really has very little to do. He has really no connection with the illusory potency.
Yes, and that is Krishna.
Except for one, and then they give except in one way. They give this one except. But basically it seems like, but here it seems different. It seems like the Lord is really involved with all his energies, so to speak.
So here we are referring to Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, not directly to Krishna. He is enjoying in form of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu this creation pastime. And sometimes this creation also described, like especially when you see about this Sankhya. Sankhya is the way they explain this creation aspect hardly helps anyone to become devoted to Krishna. Right? They don't see any rasa there, how they can connect Krishna by studying, by doing this analytical study of this creation subject. But here, the way brought forward by our acharyas, even this is actually commentary Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur Srila Prabhupada is just simply translating, that Krishna, whose one of the form is Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, even he in form of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu when engaged in this creation aspect, that is also a form of his enjoyment. That is the message. Yes, please.
Hari Bol Prabhu, very nice. So, how all is the most intelligent people in this world, the scientists, right? They cannot see God's hand in anything in this creation. They just cannot find one little aspect that the Lord has done, you know, I mean, nothing. How? I mean, can you explain that? that dilemma there. I mean, you know, like all the great. You say the greatest scientists. They can't see God in anything in this world. How is this?
Can I ask you one question?
Yeah, sure.
Just remember a moment, if it has happened to you in your life, you are eating next to your friend. Your friend is also eating there, you are sitting next to him and honoring Mahaprasadam. And you have got, you know, so many varieties of items in your plate. And you are so absorbed in, you know, honoring Prasadam from your own plate, you don't even recognize that your friend has got something better than you, that you like. Maybe he has got a beautiful cake and you haven't been served that yet. Sometimes it happens. I mean to say, it is explained here, no, previously that I was referring to, that those who identify this body as the self, their consciousness is so limited within this body, they can't see anything beyond that. So the scientists' enjoyment is, they are kind of, you know, their enjoyment is extended, not limited. They want to ensure that everybody enjoys in this world. So they are thinking, we are bringing better, we are giving better service to the entire humanity, how they can become happy while staying in this material world. We can create so many things. We can have so many new informations for them. That's how they want to make everybody happy. But unless one listens to a pure devotee of the Lord, the awakening will never take place. They will never be awakened. So they identify so much with this bodily concept of life and they are using this material energy for their satisfaction. So their consciousness is limited, very much limited. Only, I can give a very simple example, Prabhu. In Bhagavad Gita, you can ask them, okay? Of course, this is our duty actually. What happened? I was explaining from Navadvip, you know, this Chaitanya Bhagavat. When all the devotees, all the people in Navadvip, they became so much engrossed in this materialistic way of thinking, then the devotees were thinking, oh, how we can help them to come out of this ignorance. And then Advaitacharya, he prayed to the Lord by worshipping Ganga, with Gangajal and Tulasi, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended, right? So this is the duty of the devotees. I can give you an example. How? Don't talk to them about how much they are spending time and energy and are spoiling everything. They are not able to bring any productivity in terms of doing real good, bringing auspiciousness to the humanity. Let us not talk about that. If you ever get an opportunity, you ask this person, hey, my dear sir, you are eating nice food, right? Oh, yes. Once you get good food into your belly, and if the food is not digested, what will happen? You can't even think of doing anything. Very simple thing, right? Now, you are eating, why are you not digesting your food? Is it under your control? It is not under your control. Means, Krishna says, Aham Vaishvanara Bhutta Praninam Dehamaka Pranapana Samajutta Pachamyanat Annam Chaturvidham. Whatever they eat, it is not under their jurisdiction to digest that food even. You cannot even digest to get the energy from the food to sustain on this body. Sometimes we need to give some example from scripture in a realistic experience so that these people can understand certain things.
They would say the laws of physics are smoother
than yours. It's recorded so you can listen to it later. But, a few things. One is, you're right, you know. I mean, if you're absorbed, okay, it doesn't matter how much intelligence you have, if you're absorbed in applying it to enjoying the material energy, that's all you're going to see.
Yeah.
You're not going to see God. You don't want to see God.
Yeah.
So, you know, are all scientists like that? I mean, there's many scientists who are notable theists.
No, we can't.
Yeah, so, you know, these. The problem isn't being a scientist, the problem is trying to enjoy the material world and forgetting Krishna.
Yeah. Very good. Very nice.
How do you know that? You took the poll?
Yes, we can. We can.
Read it on some chat.
I like your comment, Prabhu. Yes, sometimes what happens, we use one scale to measure everybody. No, it is not correct actually. Not all are same. Yes, some of them are kind of, you know, taking advantage of this situation and becoming Krishna conscious also. Anyway, thank you. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktavinda ki, Gaura Premanande, Hare Hare.